This is Twit.
Let me give you the story first. Kate O'Neill writing in Wired. If you use social media, you've probably noticed a trend across Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter of people posting their then and now profile pictures, mostly from 10 years ago and this year. She said, I put out a flippant tweet. Me 10 years ago probably would have played along with the profile picture aging meme going around. Me now ponders how all this data could be mined to train facial recognition algorithms on age progression and age recognition. I agree with her. That's exactly what this is all about. You disagree, Jeff.
So, yes, let me. We went through this today. So number one, this is absurd. Because 2 years ago, Google showed that they can compare the same person in photos from infancy to current. It's been done. Number two, this would be a really crappy data set. Facebook also has data of people who are identified from ages to ages. This is pure paranoia. So I went in and I had a conversation with her and her editor, Nick Thompson, on Twitter, and I said those things, and I said this is kind of ridiculous. Nick came back and said, then the response was, well, Facebook is doing, they're doing this for money.
Well, Facebook, by the way, says we didn't come up with this.
They didn't do this, right?
Yeah.
And so this is moral panic. This is an example of the kind of paranoia that is now bred. A simple little thing comes up. People have pictures from 10 years. This is cute. This is fine, right? A few years ago, we all would have joined in and said, fine. So now there's this presumption of some horrible motive and some horrible conspiracy. It's a conspiracy theorizing. It is moral panic that's trying to blame everything and find a noxious motive for everything that anyone sees on technology. And this is the danger, my friends. The danger is that this kind of crap, this kind of fake news, will lead to regulation of the internet for us all.
Holy cow, you could not be more wrong.
I had a fit. Well, Stacey, the story is just wrong. The story is just wrong on every count.
Her thinking. Actually. Her thinking on this topic is what I am identifying with. Not the entire story. But I would say this is actually a positive. This is where we want to get people, when they are about to use technology, to ask themselves, is it worth the exchange of data that I'm about? What is going to come of this? I think that is actually so
fine.
So
what's the
smart.
Harm that's going to come of this? Tell me the harm.
Hold on. It is like teaching people about interest rates, which have a purpose, but also can cause people harm. I'm not saying usury. I'm just saying interest rates associated with credit cards, right? Now, the other part of this is she's not saying it's evil or there's harm. She's just wondering if it's going to be, you know, used for image progression. And Google has shown that they can do this. Facebook might need that data. Another company that puts these out might need that data. And this sort of data has been collected in the past through fun, cutesy apps and used for exactly that purpose. So it has a basis in fact to wonder about it. So
her boss, who I like a lot, Nick Thompson, I'm trying to find the tweet right now. This is what I object. This is what got me going.
Okay. What? Her yeah. Because you are really upset.
I was very upset about this because it is dangerous. And I want to read his tweet. And again, I have immense respect for Nick. He's an excellent editor. Wired's been just great. And he came back and there was an exchange and he came back and said what I said was fair. Now I'm trying to find it because I've been tweeting too much today.
I feel like, of course, this is relatively benign, but I don't think it's a bad thing to alert people to the fact that this kind of data is something these companies want, and you should be aware that you might be giving them this kind of information.
Yeah, people are not aware.
I just want to give you one more data point, which is a study that just came out from the Pew Research Center. 75% of Facebook users, 74% in their survey, did not know the social networking behemoth, according to TechCrunch, maintains a list of their interests and traits to target with ads. 74% of the Facebook users.
Do they know that the New York Times does that? And Wired does that? And Time Inc.
Think Facebook does it, they certainly don't think anybody else does it.
Yeah.
They only discovered this when researchers directed them to view their Facebook ad preferences page. A majority, 51%, said they were uncomfortable with Facebook compiling the information 27% said the ad preference listing Facebook had generated was inaccurate. 88% of polled users had some material generated for them on the ad preferences page. So the big number, the takeaway, is three quarters of the Facebook users surveyed, and I think it's probably accurate, Pew's very good on these, three quarters didn't even know that Facebook targets them with ads based on what they give Facebook, the information.
We go back to the, I found the tweet.
So this,
so Nick Thompson again.
Hold on a second. In regard to this, it's a, I think, a value to say, hey, you know, this 10-year progression thing, here's the kind of thing companies might want to do with that.
So Nick Thompson, again, Wired editor, respect him immensely. I think he's great, right? His tweet said this. Let's say you wanted to train a facial recognition algorithm on aging. What would you do? Maybe start a meme like 10-year challenge, period. That is fake news. That is misleading. That is lying. So I come back and I say, utterly unnecessary. Google Photos 2 years ago demonstrated that it already tracks people back to infancy by their images. Facebook has a better repository of people tagged over time. There need not be a nefarious motive to everything social you see. Somebody else came in and said, well, that's not really what the article says. And I came back and I said, yeah, but his tweet said this and I wanted a contrary tweet. Nick came back and said, fair. This and Facebook has now responded that they didn't start. Also, they could add, as the article states, that it's not entirely clear that having better face recognition aging AI does anyone harm.
Okay,
well, we
in
had
the
to go
story,
through this exchange to get there.
No, you didn't. Because if you read to the second paragraph of the story, she says, my intent wasn't to claim that the meme is inherently dangerous.
But what happens? What happened when her own editor tweeted this, Stacey? And we know
he
people don't
maybe.
Like, and they don't read. Up.
However,
this defines moral panic because this is trying to panic people about something
you're
that
panicking.
Actually true.
Jeff, you're wrong. You're wrong because we've seen Microsoft do this with that aging thing. This is the kind of data companies do want. They have actively pursued. Google did it, as you said. And just because it happened once doesn't mean other companies aren't attempting it and there isn't the need for a larger data set. We know Google does this all the time.
This would be the
Google
crappiest data set you could imagine.
No, it would not.
No tech in half,
okay.
Half their brain
okay.
would use this.
Okay, the point of this article isn't that it's happening this way. The point of the article is that people should ask these questions.
Yeah, Jeff,
and
you're missing
the
forest for the trees. You're focusing on the precise data that she's talking about. But really, the larger
point is...
Because
it's trying to get people panicky and concerned about something that is not
worth it. It's trying to get people aware that giving their data away in exchange...
Aware of a fun little game that a few years ago everybody was saying...
It isn't a fun little game. That's like saying,
that's the point.
It's not. It is gathering. So companies
that's what the reporting says. It's just a fun little game.
It's like a few years ago, which Game of Thrones character quiz on Facebook... What? That's just a fun little game. What could possibly go wrong? Which Game of Thrones character are you? Or which Simpsons character are you? There's no harm to doing that. We know now there is. Jeff?
Yes, that was the basis of the Cambridge Analytica.
We know now there is.
This does a speculative, paranoid what if that didn't exist.
This
Jeff,
is wrong. Jeff, well, we don't know. First of all, you don't know that. You don't know that.
I think
you don't
I trust
what the company.
Facebook is not going to lie
started.
To Nick Thompson.
Facebook's not going to what?
To Nick Thompson, the editor
Facebook's
of Wired.
Not going to lie?
Lie to Nick Thompson, the editor
Have
of Wired.
Have you not been paying attention? Facebook lies all the time.
Jeff, it feels like your concern is making you see this as something way... You're like just too sensitive to this. This is like when
sensitive
someone...
to protecting free speech on the internet. Yeah, I am.
Well, I don't... I think that's overblown, too. I don't think that...
No, that's my point. This is overblown. This is panicking everybody. I'll stand here on this technology show to defend the internet against this kind of moral panic and idiocy.
All right.
Oh, man. Okay.
Well, I say, oh, man, back, Stacey.
All right.